This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tell me where I'm wrong. Kevin Stefanski is out, so the Browns have an opening. Raheem Morris is out. Atlanta has an opening. We just found out that Jonathan Gannon is out. Arizona has an opening. We also know that Pete Carroll is out. The Raiders have an opening. That goes along with the Giants and the Titans. Am I missing anybody?
No, that is it.
That sounds
right.
Which
of those jobs is most appealing?
The Giants.
It's not even close.
It's the Giants.
Not even close. Now, which of those coaches do you think coaches right away again?
Of the coaches that got fired?
Yes, all the ones that just, as a head coach, not as a coordinator, because I'm sure Dave's is going to be a coordinator.
Will be a coordinator. Gannon probably will be a coordinator.
Gannon will be at DC, yeah.
Pete Carroll, I think, unfortunately, is done.
Yep.
Maybe a front office role or something of that nature. It's clearly Kevin Stefanski.
Agreed.
Clearly that guy.
Callahan will be quarterback coach, coordinator, maybe a coordinator. I doubt it, but he'll be somewhere, I think. Who was the other one?
I
already forgot.
I forgot now.
Jonathan Gannon.
We're missing one.
Raheem Morris. I think Raheem's a coordinator. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to get another
shot. He's on my dream team.
Yeah. Geeky's built a dream team for the Raiders. There were reports about Tom Brady having interest in Brian Daboll and Brian Flores, and Geeky's added Raheem Morris to that dream team, and that would be a hell of a coaching staff.
Right. And he could take less because he's got 3 more years of making $4 million.
That's true. He's getting paid very well. All right, before we get back to your phone
calls. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com.
There you go. Thank you very much, Sean. This is a big moment because for 2.5 years while we were lucky enough to be broadcasting between the hours of 2 and 6:30, at around 5 o'clock, we had a segment called the Cinco de Five-O. It was wildly popular. People loved it. They loved hearing Sean's lists. We had this committed fan, a 13-year-old listener, who made his favorite lists and his least favorite lists. Mm-hmm.
Thomas Burke.
And there was some concern about, well, with these new hours, what happens to the Cinco de Five-O? And that same young man, Thomas...
Birch,
renamed it for us the Cinco de Luncho. And what I love about it is it could be any time that's around lunchtime. I don't know about you. I'm freaking hungry.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because this is usually when we would come in and I'd have lunch.
That's right. So for us, it's a big adjustment. And 12:30 seems like a reasonable time for lunch. So ladies and gentlemen, the series debut of the Cinco de Luncho.
Sean Morris in the booth. Somebody hide the queso.
Optics flying, phones ringing, Nevin's yelling,
no!
Tiki's laughing, chaos cracking, nobody's in control. It's Cinco de Roncho. Bam! Crunch! Let's go!
All right, Cinco de Roncho, brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere.
Can I just say, I'm glad you chose the Al Cintron version.
Yeah. Bam, crunch, let's go.
Let's go!
Here we go!
Number
5.
I should have actually given the topic before hitting that. And away we go.
It's all new, Sean. It's okay.
The 5 reasons yesterday's win actually sucked for Giant fans.
Oh, come on.
Well, it did.
Here we go!
Number 5.
You sat through the worst losses imaginable all season, including Denver, including Dallas, including Chicago, to get the 5th pick in the draft, in a draft the Giants don't have a 3rd-round pick either.
Okay, who would you have taken at number 2? Can't take at number 5.
I would have traded to get more assets.
Okay,
that's
what if Dante Moore doesn't come out? And then nobody wants it.
I still think at number 2, you can trade back just like when the Texans trade up for Will Anderson. I think the best player, Travis Hunter traded number 2.
I
think there's always room for trades.
What I already love about this Cinco de Lunch show is everything Sean says in this list is going to elicit Tiki to be pissed at him. Every time he's going to stop
that's
me.
That's
fine. What about this? What about that?
This is classic player versus fan mentality here.
Yep.
All right.
Number 4.
I believe winning these last 2 games means Dexter Lawrence now will be traded, because how the hell else are you getting these assets? They have no assets in the draft.
Well, this is something.
They do, man. They just have one less pick.
I don't think they have a 4th-rounder either. I have to look that back.
No, I think they do. I think they just don't have a 3rd.
I get that.
Maybe they don't have a 7.
I get that you won 2 games, and I understand that. But the reason you don't have the asset is because you traded up to draft Jackson Dart,
right?
Everybody's in love with.
You can't forget that.
No, I agree. The other reason we don't have the assets is because Bobby Okereke decided to have 2 interceptions the last 2 weeks when he's done diddly crap the whole year.
All right, keep going.
Number 3.
I sat for the 2nd straight week. No slapping hands on touchdowns, no fist pumps, and that is no way to enjoy a football game. Think about it. The Giants have 3 wins the last 2 years where fans couldn't even enjoy the win.
Okay, did you feel good about it, though?
No.
The touchdowns, I mean. When Daniel Bellinger catches that ridiculous shovel pass from Jackson Dart after he avoided the non-block blitzer and flips it out, and then he breaks a tackle and scoots 29 yards for a touchdown. You didn't feel a little bit happy about that?
I was in awe of what Jackson Dart did immediately. It was like a one-night
stand.
Like,
there goes the ability to lose.
Tiki was a one-night stand. Yep, exactly. Right. I grabbed my heels and
no
I shuffled out.
Lose. Because at some point, I know Sean was thinking, man, this is good. All right, here's what's going to happen. They're going to get a stop, meaning the Cowboys. They're going to get a touchdown. Then Jackson Dart's going to throw a pick 6, and they're still going to lose.
Right.
It's going to feel good, but it's going to suck.
It'll
be great.
How about Joe Milton just does what he did last year for the Patriots? That would have been nice. All right, here we go.
Number 2.
We didn't see the Giants beat Dak Prescott for a full game. Now, it counts. Dak doesn't have his win streak anymore, but it would have been sweeter if Dak stayed in. The Cowboys tanked the game so we couldn't trade the picks. How's that allowed?
This reminded me of when the Jets finally beat the Patriots a couple of years ago. They ended the streak, and it was so hollow because it was the end of a bad Patriots season. And much like this, it was the end of a disappointing Cowboys season in which they took the foot off the gas.
I'm surprised that what's his name?
Callahan. Schottenheimer.
I'm surprised he didn't want to get to 500.
Yeah.
Why was he okay being sub 500?
And they left losing.
Yes.
At the half. But still, the Giants collapsed in the 4th quarter all the time. What does it matter to you, Dallas?
I was surprised by that.
Yeah. And that's what doesn't make sense. I know it's different stakes for the Giants, but it's just crazy. Every year we get this point, Dallas are allowed to do this, and the Giants can't.
Teams do this all the time. Eagles do it.
So
the
why
Eagles
don't
did
we?
It.
Why don't we?
I mean, you because did. How many good players didn't play yesterday?
Right. But I'm even saying that. We didn't hurt. Like, by sitting Dak and everybody else,
right.
The Cowboys hurt the Giants' ability to draft.
Correct.
They didn't hurt themselves. They hurt the Giants.
Well, they helped their ability because they also improved their draft stock by losing. But in the Giants' case, weren't there plenty of good or decent players sitting yesterday?
Yes, there was. But
so then what are you arguing?
I think there was legitimate injuries, except for maybe Theo Johnson.
I mean, Theo was at a Knicks game, even though he had a quote-unquote illness.
Yeah.
Probably got ill watching that game, too, by the way.
I mean, I still saw Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence, and Abdul Carter getting after Joe Milton.
I get to number 1.
All right. Remember, it's my segment, Evan. I'll handle it.
Number 1.
And the number 1 reason yesterday's win sucked for the Giant fans is that had they lost, the Raiders winning on a 60-yard field goal to beat the Chiefs would have felt like the most euphoric moment of the Giants season. And I think back to all the times the Giants lost on 60-yard field goals. To have the Raiders potentially lose the number 1 pick on a 60-yarder would have been actually like a – a great taste in your mouth to leave the season as Giant fans watching a 60-yarder go in that you celebrate.
Did you hate watch the Raider-Chief game knowing the results that they needed specifically from the other four games happened so that, yes, a Giant loss would have flipped it to number one? Did you watch the game with like a hate watch view?
I want to make it clear. My focus became on the Washington, Arizona, and Jets games because those mattered more after the Giants.
Your focus was off the Jet game after about 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I wouldn't call it a hate watch. It was more of a can Michael Mayer score to hit a parlay thing. But no, I mean, by the end, when you got to the end, they lined up for 60 yards. I went, this is so perfect for the Giants season.
Here's the problem, and I want to give credit to the great Tommy Smokes of Barstool. You aware of Tommy Smokes?
Yeah.
Did we have Tommy Smokes on because he claimed Blake Snell was going to be a New York Yankee?
No, I think that was that Marty Mush?
Oh, it was Marty Mush. My apologies then. I don't want to confuse him. They're very different people. But Tommy Smokes put out a fascinating tweet yesterday afternoon that I think represents why a lot of Giant fans are angry about winning yesterday. And I want to read it to you because you have been hard fast on, hey, look, stop with this tanking
thing. Just win.
Just win. The Giants win on Sunday, move their record to 8-30 in their last 38 games.
Yeah, I saw this.
Four of those eight wins have been in week 17 or 18 when they've been long eliminated from playoff contention and only playing for draft positioning. And so the point he's making is that, yes, it's nice to win, but it seems like the only time the Giants are winning is in situations in which it hurts their draft positioning.
Yeah.
And so I get it, because like, I want to see my team win, too, but I don't want to see them necessarily win in those situations. How about you beat the Bears or you beat the Broncos? How about you win the games that, like, matter early in the season? And I think that's where the anger comes from, that it feels like we so rarely win, and then when we do win, it serves us no benefit. If anything, it's the opposite.
But I think that's circumstances. I don't think that that is... I don't think that has anything to do with anything. I think that's circumstantial. And what I mean by that is, you go look at that Denver Bronco game, the Giants should have won.
Yep.
You go look at the Green Bay Packer game, the Giants could have won.
But they didn't.
I understand this. And again, it goes back to why the head coach is no longer the head coach. That's why Mike Kafka is likely not going to be the head coach. This team has been coached poorly. The Shane Bowen experience for the last 2 years has been mind-numbingly dumb. Over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, hell, we're over here lauding Charlie Bullen as the interim DC simply because he can dial up an unblocked pressure. I mean, honestly, the Giants barely had any early in the season. Barely. And Bullen gets a few, and Abdul Carter starts to play well. It's like, all right, well, maybe this is what happens when you have good defensive coaching. So to me, this was all coaching that was part of the issue. And some players, and not living up to the standard that they should have been playing at, including Russell Wilson and Deontay Banks and others. But still, like, they lost those games not because they didn't mean anything. They lost those games because they just don't know how to win.
I agree with you, and I'm not saying this was done spitefully, it just sucks.
So it's circumstance.
Yeah, but the circumstances suck.
This is the issue, because you see the locker room celebration after the game, and fans... Like, for me as a fan, it feels like, even if it's not that way for players, it's a shared experience of players. You want to see the locker room going nuts, and you from your couch want to go, this was great, you know, invested in. And fundamentally, off of that tweet the last couple of years, you have seen relief and exhilaration from Giants players that put in the work, worked their ass off, and won games at the end of the year. And we see that, and I respect players for that, but it sucks that fans can't share in that, and there's something fundamentally broken about
that. And this is why, and I've been saying this for a very long time, and I'll say it again, it's now a very popular opinion, they obviously need a lottery or some kind of system where losing doesn't benefit fan bases at the end of the season. Like, what we saw yesterday sucked, but what sucks more is when we're having these discussions in October and November.
Correct.
And you can mark my words, because I already know what's going to happen
right. Come
October. The Jets are going to be 1-5, maybe 0-6, and Sean is going to lecture me, you're better off losing. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm, you know, a season ticket holder. I'm going to these games. I want to see my team win. It's an event every Sunday. And he's not wrong with what he says.
Yeah. Like, by the way, I gravitated this way. I wasn't like that at all in October. I got to that way, like you had said, at the end of the year now, the last couple weeks.
And I think that's a little bit healthier as a fan.
Yeah, but it still sucks.
Oh, it sucks, but it's worse when we're having these discussions in September and October. And by the way, I'm going to change what I just said. It won't be October we're talking about this with the Jets. It's going to be right away. Like, we're going to sit here on the Friday before the season starts, and there are going to be Jet fans who are going to say, you know, we're better off tanking. Can you imagine going through a whole freaking season where it's like, we're better off losing?
That's right. Bad enough in December. You want to do that from jump?
No, never.
No, it's fine.
You can't have the league that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's where the league is headed.
I know, but if the league gets that way, then it's going to lose what makes it special.
So I think this commissioner's got to get ahead of it.
He does.
The NBA is not perfect. Look, I still deal with the same things like yesterday with the Net Nugget game. We're better off losing, but we're winning. Like, it's still not perfect even with a lottery, but it's better. And it needs to change. But good debut on your Cinco de Lunch show.
Thank you, Evan. We'll work to get better going forward.
Every day right around lunchtime. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Staten Island. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's always good to hear Joe B on the mic because
he's the best.
He's the best. Glad you guys are here. I have an issue with the Giants in terms of the dysfunction that's running rampant in this organization. For one, for us, any of us to talk about the Giants that they're one of the better, desirable jobs for a coach to go to is basically, you know, nonsense in my opinion, because we're probably one of those teams out of those six teams that has been the worst for the longest amount of time. And it has to come from the top down, right? And for us to continue to keep Shane in his position after watching Hard Knocks, after the way they handle Saquon Barkley, the way they handle Love, the way that they handle even the Daniel Jones re-signing, and then eventual 1.5 years later, you get rid of him. I mean, the dysfunction is crazy. And on top of that, a lot of the players that you champion as being good players have been here and been a part of the losing for the amount of time that we have them. I have zero faith that this organization has anything promising going forward other than the quarterback, maybe, but I'm still sold on the quarterback.
Well, I would challenge you on the part about the guys being here for a long time and losing, because I think that's what's changing. If you listened to Jackson Dart, like, his post-game press conference basically said, this is unacceptable and it's not going to be this way going forward. But Tyrone Tracy hasn't been here a part of multiple losing seasons. Cam Scadaboo hasn't. Brian Burns has not. It's only been one. It's the second one. And Abdul Carter has not. The two guys that they brought in from, one from Miami, Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland, they have not been a part of these years of losing. And a couple of these old linemen have not. Marcus Bowe has not. Right? Malik Nabers has not. These guys, they're young. I think the reality of this, and this is why it's, you know, to challenge your first point about this not being a desirable job, of all those other jobs, who has their quarterback in place?
Well, let's take a look. The Arizona Cardinals clearly do not.
No.
The Cleveland Browns, maybe?
I doubt it.
I mean, I think Shador deserves a real opportunity next year, but that's going to be up to the new head coach, and I think that one could go either way.
Yes.
The Las
Vegas. It's a maybe.
The Las Vegas Raiders are likely to have it if they deem that Fernando Mendoza is the right guy picking number one.
I mean, you can't say that they have it if Fernando Mendoza's a bust.
Well, no, but what I mean is that's the guy that the coach would be drawn in by.
Who?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about appealing jobs.
Right.
Because, look, he's not proven. Of course he could be a bust. I mean, to a degree less so than Mendoza, Jackson Dart isn't proven.
Right.
But yet we all love him and we're excited and we think that's appealing.
He had one of the best rookie years in a while from a lot of different metrics.
I just wish he won more games like Tyler Shuck did. But
I completely agree. And if he had better coaching, if Kellen Moore was our coach, and maybe he would.
Yeah. I know that's a soft spot for some Giant fans because they get very angry. That's like the new thing to get angry about.
The rookie of the year.
When someone says Tyler Shuck is better than Jackson Dart or
Well,
deserves.
the right's been righted or the wrong's been righted.
What do you mean?
Because the odds have completely flipped and Shuck's a complete long shot for offensive rookie of the year.
But that doesn't stop Ralph Vacchiano, who we all love and respect, saying it is far and away Shuck's award.
Love Ralph.
Which so alienated Giant fans yesterday.
Love Ralph.
Put on, so pissed.
Put on a Saint game.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly.
With their defense and their schedule. Go ahead.
Anyhow, my point is, The assumption is the Raiders have their quarterback.
Yeah, right. Because of the number one overall pick, it's you get to set your course.
Atlanta, maybe?
And Tom Brady's there, by the way.
You're right. Atlanta with big Michael Penix Jr. I don't know. I don't know what the view of him is going to be.
You know what? I do think that's a desirable job.
Atlanta? More so than the Giants. I mean, they did win eight games in back-to-back years, so not that bad.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. Like, they've won. You have, in theory, your quarterback of the future, even though there's still a lot for Michael Penix to prove. But Bijan Robinson is one of the best runners. He's a stud.
Yeah.
Michael Pittman has turned into a, you know, at least he had a decent year. Not Michael Pittman. What's his name?
And the division, too, by the way, makes
Kyle
you
Pitts.
Think
Kyle
like...
Pitts. Kyle Pitts, the tight end.
You've got a better shot.
Yeah, 100%.
So... Okay, so you don't
Atlanta,
look
at, Atlanta's is probably
Atlanta's up there.
Is creeping close.
If we're ranking, and Tennessee, obviously, with Cam Ward, I don't want to leave them out.
Yeah,
but
no.
If we're going to try to IFO this thing and say, all right, what is the most appealing job? The Giants are towards the top. To me, they're number one, but I get your point about Atlanta and maybe Vegas, especially because there's such a new beginning right now. You're starting from scratch in a way.
I would say Giants, Atlanta, Vegas. Tennessee is... probably next.
And then Cleveland, Arizona?
Cleveland, Arizona.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian.
I mean, think of Cleveland. You do got Myles Garrett.
No, I get you. As long as he wants to be there.
You got the DPOY.
Yeah, but I think he wants to get the hell out of there.
That's true.
Let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
All right, guys. I got a maybe not a perfect fix for tanking, but I have a significant improvement.
All right,
tanking.
Let's hear it.
All right. Teams that make the playoffs, you stay... you know, the normal way you draft, reverse order, finish at the bottom half of the draft.
Right.
The teams that don't make the playoffs, they draft in order of finish. So if you were going to be the first team out of the playoffs, you're going to pick first. You're going to finish in last place. You're going to pick, I don't know, 15th or 16th, whatever it is.
It's an interesting idea, and just so people get a perspective on this, this past season would lead to the Minnesota Vikings picking number one overall, the Lions picking two, and guess who's picking third? The Jets.
Yeah. Still?
The Colts.
Oh, that's right.
The Colts pick. Not our pick.
I just think that pushes...
the bad team, making it more difficult to get out of being
just,
bad.
It just makes them worse. Because they're never going to get a chance to get the top players.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think of it that way because it incentivizes you once you're out of the... No, you can't even because a lot of these teams aren't out of the postseason until late. Right, they're good teams. They just happen to like the whatever Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're a good team that had some tough issues this season because Lamar Jackson couldn't stay healthy.
They'd be picking fifth overall under that
format. Yeah. And they're a good team.
No, I get it. It would be in a weird way unfair to the really bad teams.
Yeah.
But here's the truth about the really bad teams, and I speak as a fan of one of them. It doesn't matter how high you pick; you usually find a way to suck.
Yeah.
Think about it. The Jets haven't made the playoffs in a million years. You got to go all the way back to 2010, leaving Pittsburgh in January of 11. Craig's youngest kid was born that day. Obama was in his first term. Donald Trump was a reality star.
Yeah.
Like, it was a million years ago. It
truly was.
Different
world.
And yet, picking as high as the Jets consistently have done hasn't changed that. Let's go to Aiden in Morristown. Good afternoon, Aiden.
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome.
So
appreciate
I have an opinion
that.
About the Giants. Thank you. I have an opinion about the Giants tanking that I think Tiki will like.
Go ahead.
So you start out last year. They beat the Colts in Week 17. A little bit of a frustrating game. Missed out on the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guys we got in that draft, Carter and Dart, I think that worked out pretty well. Then
right.
You go back the year before. They beat the Eagles. last game of the regular season. Still worked out pretty well with neighbors. And then you go back even farther. I know this was before showing. 2019 against the Washington Commanders, the Chase Young Bowl. Daniel Jones throws 5 touchdowns, and they win. They end up missing out on Chase Young, but they get Andrew Thomas, who I think is a little bit I think it's definitely better than Chase Young.
Lesson, and appreciate you calling, dude. The lesson is that it doesn't matter where you pick, it's who you pick and then how you develop them.
This is very different, though, because normally
it's different because of a potential to get more draft picks.
100%.
But as I was talking to, who was I talking? Jess. I was talking to Jess in the hallway. How did I feel about the Giants winning versus what all the fans want, the Giants losing so that they can get more draft picks? You still got to pick good players.
Oh, 100%.
And so you could pick 3 picks in the first round or whatever it may be, and all 3 of them stink, and you could, because you traded away the pick, or you could pick a guy in the first round, a guy in the second round, and the third round, and that third round, or you don't have a third rounder, but let's say second or fourth rounder, those guys become your best players. Like, that happens in the NFL, but it takes smart drafting to get that done. Yeah, I was a second round pick.
No, but
I wasn't a first round pick. Amani Toomer was a second round pick.
But what you're saying, and I want to bring in the Jets because I want to pull a Sean where everything comes back to the Giants. Here's what's so depressing about what you're saying. You're saying, hey, look, you still got to pick the right players. The Jets got those extra picks by trading Pro Bowl caliber players in Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner.
Yes.
And it's all lottery tickets. What Giant fans are explaining
you should be depressed about
this. Of course I'm depressed. It's why when the trade went down, I wasn't celebrating. Now, I think it was the right thing to do, looking at where they are.
You get to reset the clock on paying those guys. Well, no, because you already paid them, and you got to get the cap
hits. But you got to find them.
Right, but now you need to go find other Pro Bowl players.
Right, and the Jets are doing that off of trading really good players. You guys would be doing it off of just simply sucking. And that's the point. That's where I get the Giant fans saying, hey, it would have been huge to be picking number one. Not because of a specific player, but because you were going to sauce it. Like, you were going to get possibly more than what we got for a player you would get for simply sucking. I think bringing in the Jets has probably explained your Giant fans' point better than any way you've been trying to do it. Anyway, you, Sean, or Big Mac have explained it. The Jets gave up players to get what the Giant fan was simply asking for by sucking.
Right, and I totally agree to all these picks and rookies and everything are lottery tickets, but like anything with playing the lotto, I want more of them. And that is why I wanted to lose.
And guess what? You're never going to win. You play the lotto, you're never going to win.
That is
true.
And
the off chance you're going to be that overweight housewife from Ohio.
Well, wow. I am that. First of all, so offense. And the Bears feel like they won the lotto with that trade with Carolina.
Sometimes you do. I mean, honestly, sometimes you do actually win the lottery. It's just rare. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, we will check in on how accurate our predictions were at the beginning of this football season. It is Evan and Tiki for another hour, and then the debut of The Carton Show with Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.